It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and I've got a couple of guests today here on our Voice of the Valley. I've got Troy Gunderson as well as Pastor Sam Nielsen with the James Valley Youth for Christ. And of course, Pastor Sam, he's the ministry coordinator here in Valley City. And Troy, he's the executive director of the James Valley Youth for Christ. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us on the show today. Nice to have you with us today.
Thanks for having us here today.
Yeah, pleasure. Thank you.
You bet. They've got some big news to announce here in Valley City, some project plans that I think everybody's going to be very, very interested in. But before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about what is Youth for Christ. A lot of us, like me, who love peaches over the years, we know that when they come to town, we're here to buy those crate of peaches here in Valley City because those Colorado peaches are the best ever.
They are. We're not just a peach company.
I love it.
Yeah, Youth for Christ, we are a non-denominational Christian youth organization that reaches out to young people from Youth for Christ, generally, it's 11 to 19-year-olds. In Valley City, we work with 7th through 12th grade.
Okay.
But, yeah, we work with any student, and kind of our main focus is those students that are outside the church, those that don't know who Jesus is. We try to help them try to help them understand the Bible and communicate who Jesus is to them.
Okay, very good. Sam, Pastor Sam, what age group do you work with?
Yes, like Troy said, YFC as a whole deals with 11 to 19-year-olds here in Valley City.
Yeah.
We will be working with 7th through 12th grade students at the center.
Okay. And what opportunities are these students are there for these students in the, you know, the Youth for Christ? Weekly camps, trips? You got a lot of opportunities, don't you?
We do. So we have weekly programming. I know that Jamestown and Youth and Valley City operate slightly differently. In Jamestown, they have an after-school program for sixth graders on a couple days a week, seventh and eighth graders a couple other days a week. And then they have a high school campus life program once a week at night. Here in Valley City, we're hoping to have an after-school program. What we're thinking right now is having one, at least one day for now for the middle schoolers, one day for the high schoolers after school, and then having that high school campus life meeting time at night as well. So those will be the weekly programs that we have. We have different events that we do at times. In Jamestown, we just had Marcus Montana come to the school and then also to the teens, what they call Teen City in Jamestown. So we have different events like that at times throughout the year. And we have backpacking trips and
ski trips
and
winter retreats.
Yes.
And summer camp.
You got a lot for the kids.
Oh, yeah. Anything else you can think of, Troy?
We have done just about anything under the sun. We love to do, we take, in the summer, we go to Fargo and do Thunder Road and go to the water parks and all kinds of excursions.
Well, it's a faith-based organization that really focuses on positivity for youth, right?
Right.
You're talking about some positive things here that the youth can do, right, and
Absolutely. Participate
in.
Yeah. Good, safe opportunities for students to be part of, with good, caring adults.
That's good. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, families here in Valley City and Jamestown that have been a part of this for a few years, but maybe a lot of people don't know about that. So now we're kind of putting it on their radar, some other folks out there that may not know about this positive thing.
Yes, we've hired Sam is full-time with us now, and he is our full-time ministry coordinator here in Valley City.
Yep.
So he's been doing a few hours in Jamestown during the week, but once we get things going next school year, he may just be spending all his time. He lives here and is married, and they're expecting a little one.
Yeah. So congratulations.
He'll be working full-time here in Valley City, working with students and our new center.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about where do you get your funding from?
Oh, that's a great question. Our funding comes solely from the private individuals, business owners, churches.
Mm-hmm.
We're not funded by the government in any way. We get our funds just from the caring adults and business owners right here in the community.
Now, let's get to a very unique and special announcement. Of course, we love it when there's buildings that are vacant that are going to be occupied. The city loves it too, and of course the community loves it as well. And one of those buildings you guys are working on right now for your youth. And tell us what's going on there, Troy.
Yes, first I got to tell you, it has been a pleasure working with the people in Valley City on this project. I mean, everybody we've talked, everybody from the city to the business owners, they've just been fabulous. And they're all excited about what we're doing. There's an old youth center on Main Street at 302 Main. Used to be called the Valley City Area Youth Council. And we now own that building, and we are doing a light renovation on it, and we'll be opening an after-school drop-in center and using it as our offices and main ministry site.
Very good. Oh, nice to see that operating again, and hopefully have that operating by this coming summer or fall?
Yeah, this summer, for sure by the fall for the new school year. Yeah, okay. We hope to have it done a little sooner than that.
Okay. And you told me, too, you're using local contractors to do the project?
Yeah, kind of matter of fact, we've got a contractor over there today framing up the bathrooms. Mm-hmm. So we're putting all new bathrooms in that needed to be replaced, and some carpet and some paint and some decorations. And
so once it's completed, Troy, what will be inside the building for youth then?
Well, right now there's quite a few things in there. We've got pool, we'll have a carpet ball, with air hockey, chess tables and all kinds of game equipment, as well as a nice place to meet, a gathering point. One of the things, too, that I want to add is that we're going to be setting it up as a space that can be rented. So for people that want to do birthday parties or they just need a place to meet for a group that, you know, whatever a family reunion or something like that, it'll be available for rentals as well.
Super. So that look forward to that coming up and maybe getting underway in the fall of 2025. Pastor Sam, ministry plans in Valley City. Enlighten us on some of those plans.
Yeah, so the current plans that we have, I touched on them some earlier, is having after-school programs, at least one day a week for middle school, one day a week for high school, and then continuing what we have been doing for the past few years. Even before I started working here part-time, they were doing ministry on Tuesday nights from 7 to 9, and we'll continue doing that for the high school students. And where we go after that, whether it's different broader events for attracting more students that are not as much on a weekly basis, or what that looks like, will continue to develop as the ministry grows. That's what
Very
I got for
good.
Now.
When do you, how many days a week would it be open, or is that still up in the air?
Yeah, right now we're going to focus on starting two days a week after school, probably a Tuesdays after school and Thursdays after school.
Okay, just as you said.
Yeah,
okay.
And if I think that we'll probably expand past that, but we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, and that'll take staff and funding as well. I mean, the funding piece is always the kicker. We got to kind of see where things end up with that. So,
Being you don't get any government funding, there are ways to help the people who want to help. Tell us how they can go about that.
Well, one of the things that's coming up here in February is Giving Hearts Day, and Youth for Christ is part of the Giving Hearts Day, and we're advertising that around here in Valley City. And so anybody who lives in the vicinity of Valley City, any support that comes in through Giving Hearts Day will go to the project here in Valley City. Right now, Jamestown heavily funds the ministry in Valley City because we haven't been here long enough, but we're hoping the funding can kick up and help support itself here in Valley City. But all of the funding that we get from Giving Hearts Day for anybody living in the Valley City area will go to this project to help us get it going.
All right.
So, and our budget is $48,000 for this project, and we have about $25,000 in already. So we're about halfway there.
Okay.
So we could sure use the rest of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're interested in learning more or giving, then go to James Valley YFC.org, right?
Right.
So Youth for Christ. So that's JamesValleyYFC.org. Or they could call 701-252-5501, the office number as well.
Yep.
So
yeah, if they go on the Giving Hearts page, they'll just search for James Valley Youth for Christ, and they'll see our page.
Okay.
That what you gave is our website.
Yeah.
They can donate on there too, but you can go to the Giving Hearts page and give there too.
On Giving Hearts Day, it'll be a lot easier.
You can actually start now. You can give anytime.
You can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Up until the 13th.
Okay. Up until the 13th of February then. All right. Very good. So just Google James Valley Youth for Christ.
Yeah.
And you can learn more.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Anything else to add, gentlemen, that I forgot to ask that you'd like to throw out today?
Well, we're going to be, as we grow, we're going to be needing volunteers.
Yes, very much
so. And so if anybody is interested in volunteering with us, they can also go on the Youth for Christ website there, and they can go to the Join page and fill out an application if they're interested in that, or give us a call. We'd love to meet you.
All right. Very good. Thank you, gentlemen, and thanks for your commitment to taking a building in this community and putting it to good use.
It's our pleasure. We're having fun.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us, Steve.
You're welcome. You. There's our Voice of the Valley for today.